bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
The text for our devotion for today, from the 12th chapter of Hebrews. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and chastises every son whom he receives. When I was growing up, it wasn't politically incorrect for parents to spank their children for major infractions of household rules. Although it wasn't often that I was disciplined this way, it did happen. Usually, a wooden spoon from the kitchen utensil drawer was the instrument for delivering what I felt was cruel and inhumane punishment. It is only now, as an adult, that I have come to the realization that I always did the wrong thing during those sessions. My normal reaction was to get as far away as possible from the stinging spoon. What I should have done was gotten closer. Shortening up the distance wouldn't have allowed her to take a full swing. In baseball lingo, Mom would have had to choke up her hold on the bat. Now, the purpose of that little piece of information is not to give advice to children on how to avoid punishment or to their parents on how to give it. What I do want people to understand is that God, like a parent, does discipline us. It is a normal human reaction for us to get angry or afraid and try to move as far away from him as possible. But I think it would be better if we would move closer to him. That is what he wants, you know. When you get closer to the Heavenly Father, the chastising doesn't hurt as much. It's something to think about, isn't it? Well, if you find some value to the idea, won't you use it or share it with someone else who is hurting? Encourage them to move closer to God, because when they do, it doesn't hurt so bad. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, whether I'm hurting or joyful, move me closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen.